victory is won. It's already done. Oh, it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. The battle is over. Victory is won. Is already done. Let's bow heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we know it is already done. The battle is over. The victory is won because you paid a price 3,000 years ago. You said at the cross of Calvary, it is finished. Thank you, Lord, because we are healed. We are already saved. We are delivered by your word. We ask tonight that you will come and anoint us to say something that will help us along the way. Blessed be your name. Once again, we remember Elijah. Pray you perfect his health. May you touch him, Lord. And those who are not here tonight, may you remember them. Lord, your children have come. They have not come to see a man. But we've all come to hear from you. May you come and have your way this evening. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. God bless you. We greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. Matthew 6, verse 9 and 10. Matthew 6, yes. Chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. May God bless the reading of his word. You may please be seated. We want to speak tonight on God's will. God's will. Amen. We want to look at the mystery of his will. Paul was speaking here in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. Paul was writing, he was saying to the Ephesians, he said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Amen. God's will is a mystery. We don't know what it is until or unless he reveals it to us. Amen. And when the will of the Lord, the Father, is revealed to you, it brings rest. And sometimes as mortals, as human beings, we have our will, we have our desire, but God has his desire. That is why Jesus, when he was teaching us how to pray, he said, pray ye after this manner, of Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth, in these earthen vessels, as it is in heaven. So God has a will in heaven. And the purpose of God is for that will of God in heaven to be done on earth. Jesus, when he was about to go to the cross as a man, as a mortal man, he has his own will. He went to pray, said, Lord, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me. That was his desire as a man. If it is possible, let this cup pass over me, but not mine will, but thine will be done. It's not wrong to have a desire or will, but our will must line up with the will of the Lord. And then when we have a desire to do something and we'll go before the Lord and God reveal his will to us, then we let go of our will and let the will of the Lord prevail. Jesus had a conflict within himself. There was his will and there was God's will. Until when he went to pray, the Bible says he was sweating it out. His sweat was like blood. What was that? It was a battle for him to submit to the will of the Father or to continue his own way. As a prophet, he had seen in the vision the suffering that he was going to go through. He saw the rejection. He saw the pains. The agony. He looked at the Father's will. But he had to surrender to the will of the Father. In St. John 6:38, he said, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Praise the name of the Lord. God has a will for everything, for our lives. As a church, he has a will. He has a will for you as an individual. The scripture we read in Ephesians 1:9, Paul is saying, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. So the will of God is a mystery. God must make it known unto you. You can't serve God correctly in every age if you don't know the will of the Lord. There's many people that are worshiping God, calling upon the name of the Lord, but they don't know God's will. He must reveal his will to you. And this is a purpose that he has within himself before the foundation of the world. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So in end time, God has sent a message to gather us together in Christ. That is why in Christ we are one. Paul said there is neither Jew nor Gentile, but we are all one. We are one family. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to pray for God's will. Prophet of God said, nothing happens by chance. Everything is ordained of God. No matter what happens, all things are working together for good. He said, you were all pre-planned by God. Nothing happens by chance with God. He knows all about it. It's all pre-planned. Planned for many generations back so that you could be here tonight. So even your being here tonight was not by chance. I didn't know that I was going to be here tonight until a few hours ago. Just a few hours ago, I think about around 6 or so hours by Brother James on my way to Bridgeport. But the will of the Father was for me to be here tonight. And I can't help but be in what God has ordained or pre-planned before the foundation of the world. I'm sure Brother James is currently surprised seeing me here tonight. I said, goodbye, we'll see you next time. But God had a different plan. Can we say amen? So every day of our lives, God has already foreordained or predestinated what we will be, what we will do, amen, where we will go, hallelujah. Amen. God never saw me in Bridgeport, but he saw me here tonight. But I can but only align myself to the will of God. That is why Jesus said, when you pray, thy will be done. Because the will of God is a mystery. Hallelujah. And Paul is saying that that mystery of his will have been made known unto us. Amen. In order for you to be in the rapture, you must know the will of God. The will of God is for him to send a prophet in the end time. And until you know the will of God for your day, you will not be able to worship God correctly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes there are things All right. Praise the Lord. Abraham was called, and God had a will. The will of the Father was for Abraham to go into the promised land to inherit Canaan. Amen. God has called us. He has a reason why he called you to this message. Even as members of this assembly, there's a reason why God made you to be a member of Amazing Grace Fellowship. You didn't just come here, you know, just to be a member of the church. There's a reason why God called you. You need to find the purpose of God. When it becomes a revelation to you, amen, when the will of the Lord is revealed to you, it brings you to your position. Amen. And when you find your position, it brings rest. It brings security. It brings peace. It brings assurance. Amen. It doesn't matter what the neighbor is saying or doing. You know that God has called me to this place. And that was the difference between Abraham and Lot. They all came together into Canaan, the promised land. Amen. But God gave a revelation to Abraham. God spoke to Abraham. God never spoke to Lot. And now you see, those whom God never spoke to will always become a problem in the journey. They're the one that caused problem in the church. Because they don't have a revelation of what the message is. For Abraham, no matter what happened, he knew that God had called him. He knew that God has predestinated this place to him. He knew that that was his inheritance. Amen. Jesus, when he came, he knew also he had an inheritance. The Bible says he was given a name above every name. Inherited a name. Praise the name of the Lord. At the mention of that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. And in Revelation 19, the Bible says, and his name is called the Word of God. Can we say amen? So his inheritance is the Word. Our inheritance today is the message of the hour. So Jesus, when he came, he was the Word of God. He found his name in the book. Can we say amen? When he read Isaiah 61, verse, when he went to the temple and he gave him the book of Isaiah, and he opened to the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. To set at liberty those who are bound. And he read a certain part of the scripture. The Bible says he closed the book and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled. Can we say amen? He was part of that word. That scripture could not come alive until Jesus came. That was his name in the book. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Because he was the Word of God. We also have been called in this end time to inherit a name. You must find your name in the book. John the Baptist, when he came, they asked him, what is your inheritance? What is your name? But he knew his name was John the Baptist. That was what the father, you know, the angel told John, this child's name will be John. Can we say amen? But that name was not his real name. His real name was already in the scripture. So when they asked, when the Pharisees sent people to ask him, say, what is your name? John went back to Isaiah chapter 40.
I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Can we say amen? That was his inheritance. That was his name. That was the will of God for him. Jesus said, I come to do the will of the Father. He knew his scripture. He knew his position. He knew what he was fulfilling. God has also given us an inheritance. You must find your position in the message. You must find your position in the word. When Brother Branham came, he found his name in the book. He knew that there are scriptures that he knew that he was fulfilling. Malachi 4, 5 and 6. He was always pointing to that scripture. Luke 17, 30. Can we say amen? He knew that that scripture, amen, was his name. He knew that Revelation 10, 1 to 7, Revelation 10, 7 was his name. But that name is a secret. That will of God is a secret. Can we say amen? But by divine revelation, he saw his name in the book. That is why you must pray for the will of God for your life. What is your name? Hallelujah. May God give us grace. I trust that God will give us grace to have an understanding. But Abraham said, but the purpose of this is seeing your position in Christ. Seeing that it's not something that you just stumble into or something that you merited somewhere, but it is what God did for you himself. Not that you were so good, you went to church one night, that some poor brother led you to the altar. And it wasn't that. It was God before the foundation of the world predestinated you to eternal life. Praise the name of the Lord. In perfect faith, he said, now watch. He said to us, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. St. John here. You can ask what you will, it will be done. Then recognize your position in the scripture as a believer. See, you've got to recognize your position as he recognized his position. Praise the Lord. God has a will for you. And for me. And we must find the will of God. Amen. You know, adoption is based on position. The message is Adam and Eve fell from the word. The message has come to restore man back again. Can we say amen? To his original position. Where he fell. Now, there are things that people don't realize. That even the natural things that we do in life, it's a calling according to the prophet. But Abraham said that some are called to be farmers. Some are called to be housewives. Some may be called to be businessmen. Some might be called to be mechanics, doctors, nurses. This is callings of God in life. When God called you, he predestinated you to be what he wants you to be. Let me read a quote here. You say, well, Brother Branham, I wasn't called to be a preacher. You might be called to be a housewife. You've got your position in Christ Jesus by the Holy Ghost. Amen, he said. You are just as much David as the rest of them was. In questions and answers on the seal, he said, oh, I said, oh my, I know he was coming tomorrow. And I was a farmer, I'll put my crop in today. sure, if he made me a farmer, I'm going to stay right at my duty. That's right. He made me a mechanic. You see, so there are callings in life. Can we say amen? Amen. So God have to lead you in what he want you to be. Along the way, there are things that God has predestinated. The shepherd is the one that selects the path that you must tread. Can we say amen? So you can see maybe brother so-and-so is doing this, or sister so-and-so is prospering this way. I must do it. No, 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 no. Find the will of God for your life. God is looking for farmers. Can we say amen? Somebody that will be a farmer that will represent Christ in farming. Can we say amen? When Brother Mark was in the police force, God may have led him to be in there to represent Christ, amen, as a police officer. And when that purpose of God is fulfilled, he left. Are you with me? There are some people that go in and they come back, maybe their legs are broken. Some get killed. So it doesn't mean that because he was a policeman, he went in and maybe everything went well with him, that I too will want to be a, but my calling may not be that. We need to find our place. Can we say amen? The place, the will of God for our lives. Brother Branham said, hold yourself clean and clear to your calling. Stay with God's word. Don't move for nothing. Stay, abide in your calling. If he give you a job out there as a farmer, farm good. So even to be a farmer is a calling. That is why there are certain things certain people do. They prosper in it. Some are called to be fishermen. Some are called to be carpenters. Some may be called to be contractors. Some succeed in education. So it doesn't mean that, okay, maybe this one is being successful here and that brother is being successful. That means that I must also do that. No, I must find the will of God for my life. Praise the name of the Lord. The prophet of God said, God bless you at it. Pay your tithes, whatever it is, your offerings will help the ministry. Go on. If he made a mechanic out of you and bless you in that work, stay with it and thank him for it. See, just abide where God calls you. So we saw that when God called Abraham, Abraham had a revelation of his calling. And notice, something happened in the journey. There were challenges in the promised land. Abraham became rich. Lot also became very rich. The Bible says the land could not contain them. When the trial came, I'm just going through, I've been preaching series on positioning in the church back then, New York. If you read the scripture, when God called Abraham, God told Abraham to walk through the land. He was moving from one place to the other, pitching. God allowed Abraham to walk through the land. You must know your land. You must know your inheritance. You must know what God has given you. Can we say amen? Now, Abraham, he was pitching his tent. Maybe he stayed for a year, moved to another place, stayed there for 3 years, until one day he moved to Hebron. Mamre, which is Hebron. And there he pitched his tent. In the land, he found a position. Can we say amen? And from the time he built an altar, he built a tent there, he never moved from that place. It was in that place, that position, that the angel of the Lord came and visited him. It was in that position that he received the body change in the message. Can we say amen? So though we have come into the message, but we must find our position. Some may be called to be song leaders. That is your calling. Abide in your calling. Some might be called to be deacons. That is your calling. Abide in your calling. Can we say amen? Maybe just doing the recording back there. It is a calling. Abide in your calling. Some may be that we are all doing what God calls us to do to the glory and honor of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we come, we don't become envious of one another. Find your place in the body and abide there. Praise the name of the Lord. Because that's where you will be adopted. It was in that position that, amen, the body change came. It was in that position, that area, that Isaac was born. Can we say amen? So even in the land, which is a type of the message of the hour, there is a place for you. Find your place. Now, Lot intellectually was following Abraham. But he did not have a revelation of the message. Are you with me, church? He did not have a revelation of the message. So when the trial came, the Bible says he pitched his tent towards Sodom. Eventually ended up in Sodom. Why? Because he thought that the land was dry. Why are people living the message today? They don't have a revelation of what this message is. But listen, if you read the scripture, when Lot left Abraham, then God came down to Abraham. He said, look east, west, north, south. Walk through the land. As far as you can see, I have given it to you. Now, the land that Lot thought was dry. See what the prophet said about it. He said, we see the Jews now. The Bible said of Jerusalem, it will blossom as a rose. And how they have irrigated that land. And the prophet spoke and said that day the water will come from the north. There was no water there then. No spring there then. But in the last few years, there is a gusher come up and is watering the valleys. And they are irrigating. It is one of the greatest agriculture spots for its size in the world. He said, and all these great chemicals, right? In the Dead Sea, there is enough chemicals found in the bottom of it, and that all the wealth of the world couldn't buy it. The chemical, uranium and everything else, right in the bottom of the Dead Sea, which now belongs to Israel. Can we say amen? So if God said, come and abide here, there is something there for you. Can we say amen? Things may go wrong, there may be difficulty, but if you abide, you will see why God says stay there. Because where he guides, he leads you. Where he guides, he leads. Where he leads, he will provide for you. Look at Israel today. The richest spot in the world. That is why the prophet of God, before he left the earth, 1964, he said, I'm here to try to help you because I love you. You are my children that I've begotten to Christ. I claim every one of you. I claim you tonight. I claim you all time. I always claim you, and that is you, that as my brother and sister, you are my children. I'm your father in the gospel. not father as it would be a priest. I am your father in the gospel, as Paul said there. I have begotten you to Christ, and now I espouse you to Christ. That's engage you to Christ as a chaste virgin. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Stay a chaste virgin. How will I do it, Brother Branham? Stay right with the word. Live clean and pure. Have nothing to do with the things of the world. Can we say amen? You see, there's prosperity in this message. God told Joshua, after Moses departed, he said, Joshua, the message of Moses, the book of the law, shall not depart from you. Meditate upon it day and night. As you meditate upon the word, he said, you will make your way prosperous. Can we say amen? Our prosperity is in the message. But the message must be revealed to you. Healing is in the message. Deliverance is in the message. You want to prosper in business, abide with the message. Pay your tithes and offering, God will bless you. Is that right? Because these are laws of God. If we obey the laws of God, God will do nothing but bless us. But you see, God sent Brother Branham to make his will known to us. The message of the hour is the will of God today in everything. For young, the old, the married, the unmarried, for families. People are chasing the wind. People are following people. Oh, do this, or do that, or run, and they are just moving. So I said, if this church, God has revealed to you that this is your church, God will take care of you. Can we say amen? God will feed you. It's your attitude towards the ministry. Because when the gift of God stands here, it depends on your approach to the gift of God. If you have the right mental attitude, God will use that gift to benefit you. But today, oh yeah, there's a move over there, there's a new church here, there's this, and people just move. And they move because people told them to move. And then they move there. It's not the will of the Lord for them. And they end up destroying their lives and destroying their family. Can we say amen? Even to be a minister, it is a calling. It's a position. If God did not call you to be a pastor, you will wreck your life and wreck those that hear you. Can we say amen? You know, everything in life is a calling. Love him. That is why Jesus said, we should pray. Thine will be done. And Paul said, the will of God is a mystery. So what do we need to do as children of God? We need to pray for the mystery of his will. And when his will is revealed, then we rest. Then we know that once we are in the will of God, the gates of hell shall never prevail against us. Because we are in his will. It was the will of God for Jesus to go to the cross. But it is the will of God for him to be resurrected. Love the Lord. Find God's will. And if you have found the will of God, stay there. No matter the opposition, no matter what people say, no matter what people think, no matter the challenges, if it is God that called you and God that told you to stay here, he will vindicate you. May God bless you. I trust that these few words has been a blessing this evening. Hallelujah. The mystery of his will. Let's stand to our feet and sing, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the poor. After thy will, while I am waiting, yielded. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Amen. Have thine own way. Thou art the poor, I am the clay. Hold me and make after thy will.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, for the portion of your word tonight, Lord Jesus. Concerning your will, we know that you have your will concerning our lives. There's a will, Lord, for this assembly. There's a will for our families. There's a will, Lord, for us, Lord, as individuals. Your will has been made known, Lord, through the prophet message. May you give us a revelation, Lord Jesus, of your will every day of our lives, that we would not make any decision without first asking, Lord, what is your will? Help each and every one to find your will tonight, that we may find rest, Lord. We thank you and we love you. We ask that the Holy Spirit will come, Lord, and expound the word. You are the after speaker, Lord. May you open these things to us, Heavenly Father. But the only way that we cannot be tossed to and fro is fine. When we find our place, when we find the will of God for our lives, then we can rest. We thank you and we love you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Have thine own. Thank you. little girl was lying there. People all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she was only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, and some began to say, he's in the house, death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in the house, death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in the house. I was like that little girl, I was dead in all my sin. Then Jesus touched this heart of mine, gave me life within. I am just a house of clay, but ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines in me for all the world to see. Yes, he's in this house, death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. Darkness used to be, and now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Oh, praise his name, praise his name. He's in this house, and death has to flee. Now there is darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in this house. Amen. KFC. And he has forgiven me. Aren't you glad of that tonight? My sins have been washed from his memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. He has forgiven me, and he has forgiven me. My sins have been washed from from his memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. He has forgiven me, and I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed how you care. Through your precious blood I found pardon, and my sins are washed. Yes, they're all washed away. All my sins are all washed away. I'm amazed that you love me. Yes, Lord, I'm amazed just how you care. Through your precious blood I found pardon, and my sins are my sins have been washed from his memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. Yes, Lord, he has forgiven me. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, how blessed we are, Lord. I've come in your house tonight, Lord. Lord, and we're just forgiven, Lord, free, Lord, healed, Lord, by your stripes. Father, you're so amazing. Thank you so much, Lord. May, Lord, you just be with us as we each go our way tonight, Lord. Be with us and protect us, Lord. I just pray for those who are, Lord, near sick people, Lord. May you just boost their immune system, Lord. May you just come, Lord, have your way in our bodies, Lord. I thank you for healing in my family, Lord. I just pray that you just have your way, Lord, in our midst, Lord. Have your way as we part, Lord, until we come back in this place, Lord, Sunday, by your grace, Lord. In your precious name, amen. You may be dismissed. Rejoice. Oh, look what the Lord has done. Away the darkness at the rising of the sun. Oh, rejoice. Look what the Lord. Stop and think about it. Look what the Lord has done. To keep us defeated, he always seems to point us to everything that's going wrong. But if we only keep our eyes on the message he supplied, the joy begins to swell up and we're singing a brand new song. Darkness at the rising of the sun. Oh, rejoice. Look where he's brought us from. Just stop and think about it. Look what the Lord has done. Rejoice, rejoice. Oh, look what the Lord has done. At the rising of the sun. Oh, rejoice. Look where he's brought us from. Just stop and think about it. Look. look what the Lord has done. The enemy is always trying to keep us defeated. He always seems to point us to everything that's going wrong. But if we only keep our eyes on the message he supplies, the joy begins to swell up and we're singing a brand new song. Rejoice. Thank you.